Daniel had the integrity to believe in his God, even though he was facing adversity. And the book of Daniel was written in the Maccabean revolt when people were being put to death for refusing to give up their faith. And the book of Daniel offers for us Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego as models of integrity for those who are struggling to keep the faith. So I was all set to give a sermon on integrity, and I was going to use her idea, and I was going to talk about politics because we're in the middle of an election year. But then I started to prepare for the Bible study on Thursday, and I was reading my commentaries and searching for historical evidence to bring and share. And I came upon the verse, Daniel 6:10, and it talks about how Daniel, even though he knew the edict had been passed, he went to his room upstairs in a room with a window and prayed three times a day facing Jerusalem. And I'd always kind of managed to skip over that verse before. Yeah, Daniel prayed. Everybody's always praying in the Bible, you know, no big deal. But the commentaries really seemed interested in this verse, and they wanted to understand where Daniel had learned to pray like this. And come to find out, his manner of prayer is actually a combination of prayer instructions from three different books of the Hebrew Bible. And so I kind of thought on this for a while, and I realized that how Daniel prayed was not the message here. Because Daniel prayed, and he prayed every day, he experienced the presence of the Lord in his life when he was facing adversity. God shut the mouths of the lions while Daniel was in the den. Is this the point here, that Daniel was delivered? I don't think so. I think the point is that God's presence was with him, and because of this, Daniel was able to persevere in an uncomfortable circumstance. So I want to think about how we can keep the presence of God in our lives. Do we have to pray like Daniel every day in an upper room of a house with windows in it, three times a day facing Jerusalem? I don't think that's the answer either. The Bible actually gives us lots of options on how to praise God. In 2 Samuel, King David leapt and danced before God with glad shouts and songs of thanksgiving. Psalm 47 tells us to clap our hands and shout to God with loud songs of joy. Proverbs says that the person who pursues wisdom is the person who's going to find God. And Ecclesiastes tells us that all that we have to do is eat, drink, and take pleasure in our work. And Ezekiel is the simplest of all. He was sitting by the side of a river all by himself, and he saw visions of God. So according to the scriptures, we can feel the presence of God doing just about anything. But it was Daniel's persistent prayers that he said every day that allowed him to enjoy God's presence in his life. And Jesus taught the disciples to pray the Lord's Prayer, which is what we pray every Sunday. And he claims that it's the persistence of the prayer that matters. It's that you do it every day. So it's the personal ritual, the habitual recognition of God that makes a difference in our lives. I once read a story when I was probably a teenager about a woman, and it's carried with me. I always thought this was really sweet, and it's appropriate now that I can put it in my sermon. She was a mother of three. She worked full-time, had a husband, kept a house, and was involved in community activities. And there just didn't seem to be enough time in her life every day to think about God. And that sounds familiar to me. I know you all see how regular I am about church sometimes. But one day she decided to wake up a half an hour early every day so that she could have some quiet time by herself and search for God. She decided, I need to feel his presence in my life. So I'm going to get up every morning a half an hour early by myself when my kids are asleep and my husband's asleep, and I'm going to look for God. So she got up every morning, and she made a cup of coffee, and she sat at the kitchen table just at quiet time by herself, and she searched for God. And it didn't work for a while, and she became really discouraged because she felt like, I'm still not feeling him, and I'm making this time every morning. But she continued to get up and do it, and eventually, when she realized that she had to stop thinking about her schedule and stop thinking about her kids and stop worrying about what she was going to cook for dinner that night and just let all the chaos in her life go, she began to find that her time became fulfilled with inner peace. And for her, this was God. She continued this habit and found that whenever she faced adversity, she could recall those few moments in the morning and how she felt and what it meant to be in God's presence. And so when she had a bad time, she could recall those moments and she could bring herself back to that inner peace and to that feeling of God in her life. I know that for me, my image of God is a creative force, and I feel closest to him in the natural world. So sometimes just a simple walk in the woods can bring me back to the wonder of God. And so perhaps this should be my personal habitual recognition of God. I think that the lesson that we're supposed to take from Daniel is this. It's God's presence in our lives that help us face adversity. The message is not that God saved Daniel from the lions. It's that Daniel was able to overcome the situation because of God's presence. And in order to have that presence, we have to persistently pursue it.